We have with us Councilman Angel Arroyo. Good morning, Councilman. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
All right. I'm looking at a lot of the things off your Facebook page. You're getting a lot of donations. Tell me how this kind of started. I know we see the effort needed on television and the need for people, but how did it locally get started so that all this started coming together?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. This time, I've done this before. I've started all the way from Katrina to multiple trips there to Sandy and the tornadoes in Oklahoma and in between Flint and South Carolina floodings. But this one started with a little bit of pushing from my wife, because I told my wife, I said, Oklahoma was a long one. It took us about 19 hours to get there just with the trucks that we took. I said, babe, this one's kind of far. She goes, but my sister, my aunt, and my cousins, we haven't heard from them. They are in Houston. They need help. And I said, okay. And she gave me that elbow and that look, and I said, okay, babe, I'll do a trip. And so that's kind of how this all started, a little peer pressure from my wife.
Well, sometimes the women are the movers and are the shakers in our life, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
So let's see, now what have people been bringing? I guess water, sort of the ironic thing, that the places where that's covered in floods, the water is the need, obviously good drinking water. What other kind of supplies have been people have been dropping off, and what's the timetable for this donation effort?
So we're grateful. And in reality, the reason we're doing this is, I mean, I've been there, to those places before, so I've seen the struggle and the and just the battle for people just to, you know, need the necessities. We take for granted what a piece of toilet paper is to us. And so we're collecting. We have a lot of water, and I'm expecting a lot of water over the weekend. We're starting to get a lot of cleaning supplies, bleach, Windex, paper towels, toilet paper, soap, non-perishable food. We're getting we're starting to get some animal food too also, but those are like the necessities that we're really looking for: batteries, flashlights, brooms, mops, stuff like that, just to be able to start cleaning up. And those are a lot of the items that we're getting, and we're grateful that we'll be here at the train station at the Port Authority from today and tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and then we're grateful to have partnered up also with the Rockin' on the River, and so we'll be collecting items Friday and Saturday evening from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. And also, we're grateful for the Labor Fest on Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. All these great events are going on at the Port Authority, and they let us just keep the train station and truck open. We should begin the truck Saturday, keeping it open and receiving items all the way until Sunday at 6 p.m.
Angel, you've mentioned that you've done similar trips in the past. When you do this and you arrive at a troubled area, how do you distribute the items you've collected? Is there some sort of formal process, a protocol you follow? What happens when you get there?
No, so normally, minus Hurricane Sandy, normally we go to a location. I'll have friends that are either pastors or community outreach workers, and we'll go to the community center, the church, the designated location, and we give them the items, and they distribute it to the community. And depending on how long we're there, we'll use the truck after to help people move. The only reason I say mine is Sandy was kind of difficult, and so basically, as quick as we got the truck there, the truck within three and a half hours was empty. Neighbors just lined up at the back of our truck, and we just distributed items. So, but normally we look for an organization, a church, a place that will be able to address the needs of the community, and we'll give it to them, and then we just become their servants and help them move if we have the time.
I see you've also got a lot of support from the local businesses. Everybody seems to want to help in some way or another.
This trip has truly been one of those trips where normally it'll take 2 weeks, a week and a half to fill up. Within the end of the first day, we had the money donated for the truck, so the truck was able to be taken care of. And if you look at our pictures, half of the truck is already full. Like, the community has truly come in. I've gotten so many calls from different businesses that said, hey, we're coming Friday evening, we're coming Saturday evening, and we're collecting. And this is what it truly is. I mean, the past month or so, the past few weeks have been chaotic for our country. Even last week with the county fairs brought division in and how people feel about certain issues. This tragedy has hit and has brought everybody together. It doesn't matter your race, doesn't matter the language you speak or what faith you believe in. This is truly one event that has brought everyone from businesses, private citizens to, I got a call yesterday from the PTO at Lorain High. And I got a call from a teacher from Clearview, all the way down to the students that are truly affected and truly want to help out.
Yeah, I see where they've got a little thing planned with the Lorain High Band Boosters, a tailgate party on September 1st at George Daniel Field. So anybody usually that has a place where people are gathering this weekend or coming up, they're hoping to have some donations brought in.
Yes, we're excited. I'm part of the Band Boosters. I was grateful they came with me to New York this summer for the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And I fell in love with the band, and we went to the first tailgating party, and it was fun. You know, you paid your $6, and you got a ticket into the game. You got to hang out with some kids, and you got a dinner. And what even makes this week even better is you're able to make some donations, and it's going to go to the families in need.
Angel, you've mentioned that your wife's family lives in the Houston area. What have they told you about what they've experienced firsthand?
So a lot of stories that I got from them, and from some of my friends in that area is everything is flooded. And you know, some needed boats to be rescued. Others, they were grateful enough that lived in northern Houston that really didn't get hit with a lot. And, you know, they were grateful yesterday. It was a sunny day. One of my friends posted on Facebook, this is the first time she's seen sun in so many days that she just started crying. Because this truly has just been a gloomy week. This storm is different than any other storm I've dealt with. You know, it came in, it stayed, it left, and then it has come back. And so you know, that's the type of stuff we're hearing. We're hearing that they're just grateful to see some sun and just to be stuck in a room or in their house for days and not knowing when help was going to come, if help was going to come. To hear those type of stories, that's truly heartbreaking. You know, I met a kid with Hurricane Sandy about 11 o'clock at night on the corner in Rockaway, where I said, yo, where's your parents at? He goes, my mom is out on the streets. And literally sat there with him, me and my group. We sat there till about 1:30 in the morning. We made a center right there on the corner in Rockaway in Queens. And we just distributed items at 11 o'clock at night, you know, and just gave to the people in the projects over there in Rockaway. And to hear those stories, to see those type of stories. And our biggest volunteer that time was a lady that her son was murdered 25 days prior to Hurricane Sandy hitting. And I said, what happened to your house? She goes, I live on the 10th floor. All I did was lose electricity. My community was there for me, so that's why I'm here for them. And she set up her own center to give away items, her own personal items. So stuff like that you hear from the citizens, it truly brings the neighborhood together, not just those that are affected, but everyone around us. And we're seeing that with this trip setting up to leave on, hopefully, God willing, Monday. As things set up, we're seeing how it's all setting, you know, how it's bringing everyone together.
Well, again, this weekend, a lot of things happening in Lorain, the Rockin' on the River. You can bring donations out there. The transportation center is kind of their major hub for that. Next week, when you set out on the road, we wish you a safe trip and hope you can get there and provide the relief and the comfort that you've talked about so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Just please, you know, keep on my Facebook, Councilman Angel Arroyo Jr., and I try to update it. Normally I try to update it 2-3 times, but when we go on trips like this, you'll see multiple updates on how our trip's going. I'll try to post videos of residents that we've been able to talk to, help, and you guys will see truly what your donations have done to affect people in need.
Sounds good. Angel, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Councilman Angel Arroyo, also a reverend there, and he talked about all that he does, and you can follow him on his Facebook page. Also, they're using the hashtag Hurricane Harvey Relief.